Once considered the nation's political point man on slowing the spread of COVID-19, New York's governor taking fire tonight from all sides amid allegations of sexual harassment. Even the president is weighing in on calls for an independent investigation. And it's a growing scandal some political observers say Andrew Cuomo may not survive.
News Nation correspondent Tom Negevin live outside the governor's Manhattan office tonight with the latest developments. Tom.
Right, Robin, Marnie, you know, Governor Andrew Cuomo facing growing opposition from within his own party. Several state lawmakers, Democrats, joining calls for Andrew Cuomo to resign.
As the fallout intensifies, so do the Cuomo administration's efforts at damage control. 25-year-old Charlotte Bennett, a former health policy advisor, claims the 63-year-old governor asked inappropriate questions about her sex life, including whether she'd ever slept with an older man. Days earlier, another former aide, Lindsay Boylan, accused Cuomo of forcibly kissing her on the lips and suggesting that they play strip poker. The governor yesterday releasing a statement. At work, sometimes I think I am being playful and make jokes that I think are funny, he said. I do on occasion tease people in what I think is a good-natured way. I acknowledge some of the things I have said have been misinterpreted as an unwanted flirtation. To the extent anyone felt that way, I am truly sorry about that.
That's not an apology.
Reaction so far has been unforgiving.
He seemed to be saying, oh, I was just kidding around. You know, sexual harassment is not funny. It's serious. It has to be taken seriously. And he just clearly was letting himself off the hook for something that, for the women involved, sounded pretty terrifying.
New York's mayor calling for a full investigation. President Biden weighing in through his press secretary.
And we certainly believe that every woman coming forward, Charlotte, Lindsay, should be treated with respect and dignity and be able to tell their story.
And tonight, as preparations are made for an independent investigation, growing calls for Cuomo's emergency powers to be stripped. New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik calling him a sexual predator. Several Democratic state lawmakers joining calls for Cuomo to resign, including Bronx State Senator Alessandra Biaggi, tweeting at the embattled governor, "You are a monster, and it is time for you to go now."
And there is a new development in this story tonight. Cuomo accuser Charlotte Bennett releasing a statement in response to the governor's statement, which he attempts to clear the air, saying he still refuses to take responsibility for what she refers to as his predatory behavior. Governor Cuomo and his administration already under fire over the state's handling of nursing home patients at the height of the COVID pandemic. That's the subject of a federal investigation. Live in New York, Tom Negevin. News Nation.